While attending CattleCon, there's more than just cattle industry news being talked about. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Not only is cattle industry news being talked about here at CattleCon, but there's still a lot of talk about E15, ethanol, value-added products. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa reflects back to the president's visit last week in Iowa promoting just that, ethanol product.
I have no doubt that President means it sincerely when he says, I love the American family farmer. I also think that he's very strong ethanol fan, but E15 has been like pulling teeth, and it's such good news to hear that the president was in Iowa last week and said he supported E15 permanent legislation and that he wants a bill given to him so he can sign it. That's the best news that farmers could have from this administration.
The senator pointed out that E15 value-added products are a very bright spot to the U.S. economy.
Because E15 will boost the price of corn by about $14 billion if we get this bill passed. Now, what's a little bit surprising about the lateness of the president's announcement is that 2 years he was president the first time, 4 years through the Biden administration, and now at least 1 year in this administration. We've had 6 or 7 years of presidential waiver for E15 year-round nationwide, and so I don't know why it took so long, but I just say praise the Lord the president had made that announcement.
The continued push to get a package completed now for E15 and other value-added products is underway. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.